Welcome to El Chapis Podcast.
Hey, what's up, friends? So glad you're joining today. I want to talk about the optics of fear. When I was in high school, I ran track. I ran the half mile and the mile, and then I also ran cross country, and yours truly was even freshman, sophomore, league champ. I think I ran the 3 miles in like 17 minutes and something. Yours truly was fast at some point. I'm not fast anymore, but I was training to run sub 5 minute miles and thought, hey, I'm really good at this. And then my sophomore year came and I quit. I just straight up quit running. I started getting a lot of anxiety before races, and just the thought of losing was just horrendous to me. And so I quit. And I remember distinctly when I was about to run, I think it was the mile, I was so nervous that I wanted to throw up, and I couldn't take it anymore. So sophomore year comes around, and my coach is looking for me saying, you know, how come you're not running? And I can't even remember what I said. But I just straight up, I quit because I was scared. I had some other classmates that ran, and they didn't quit. And I've often wondered, why is it, or what is it that they knew or had that I didn't? You know, was it a sense of self-worth? Was it a sense of value? Was it a sense of courage? And but somehow, like, I felt this perception that if I lost, I wouldn't be good, or that somehow I wasn't good enough. And somehow, like, racing and running was tied to my sense of self-worth too much, to the point where I quit and I never got the chance to really see what kind of potential I really had. So optics, it's a word that I've been hearing a lot lately, but it's really about our perceptions of things, right? It's how we view things. It's how things are framed for us. And, you know, the fact is that fear has a way of crippling us and paralyzing us. Like, I don't need to tell you how fear has, in some ways, it's ruined you. It's ruined me. It's hurt us. It's debilitated us. It's crippled us. There's so many times where I've felt paralyzed over things that I want to do, but I'm not doing them because I'm afraid. And it's real interesting to me that the number one mandate repeated in the Bible isn't so much about loving God or others or doing good or anything like that, even though those are the most important things. But the most repeated mandate is actually, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. There's a lot of us that have lost dreams or unfulfilled goals. And we're not even trying anymore because we're just so paralyzed. And so I want to just keep talking about, you know, this dynamic of fear and how it cripples us and how it makes us less ourselves through a couple of podcasts this season. Ronald Rollheiser has quickly become like one of my favorite spiritual writers. And he says that fear paralyzes us, and this paralysis is the very thing which robs us of the strength we would need to combat it. Fear can only be suffered. We have to live with it until it recedes on its own. Sometimes all we can do is endure it. John Ortberg says that fear literally means danger, and that it's an internal warning cry that danger is nearby, and we had better do something about it. It's designed to be what researchers call a self-correcting mechanism, to be unpleasant enough to motivate us to take action and remove ourselves from whatever is threatening us. It's what some call the body going into fight, flight, or even fright mode when we're afraid. Somehow we perceive, we have an optic that this fear, this thing that's in front of us is going to be unpleasant, or it's dangerous, or it's going to be harmful, to the point where we recoil, or we push ahead and we fight. But I'm tired of letting fear get the best of me. And I know that a lot of the people that I care for are tired of the same thing in their lives. We may not be able to fix or cure fear completely out of our lives, but I think that we can learn to name it, to endure it, and to choose to trust God's invitation to not be afraid. Because there's a God that loves us, that's for us, that's with us, and that's towards our purposes and potential. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. I'll be sharing a little more about fear these next few weeks, and I'll also be blogging about it on elchappie.com. Hey, thanks, and I hope you guys have a great day. Peace be with you.